Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This one thing used to be so exciting for us when we were kids, and I would argue that it is still kind of exciting as an adult. It's PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy. Thank you guys so much for starting the day off with us. Breeze?
I would actively go against you and say that's not the case for me, but let's get into it, shall we? I feel like as a kid, our excitement level for things tends to be a lot higher than when we blossom into adults. And I don't know if that's because the joy of life is being sucked out of us or what's really going on.
It's basically because you have to start paying bills.
But essentially, when you're younger and you have the opportunity to do fun things, whether it be with your friends or your family, and a sleepover is involved, you are elate, just over the moon. It is just electric.
Brother.
The joy that you feel. Oh, my God. Because, you know how you were when you were younger and the situations that you put your parents in when you bring your friend up to your mom or your dad in the parking lot of wherever you're hanging out with your friend. Say you guys just went ice skating together with their parents and they bring the friend over. Can Betsy sleep over?
Right, you do it in front of the parents.
It's like,
I used to do it all the time.
this is really awkward.
Used to do it all the time, put my dad on the spot.
This is really awkward.
Can Nick stay the night?
It's like,
my dad would be like, no.
Or they would say, well, we have to ask them. Well, we already asked. They said it was fine. Of course they said it was fine.
We're one step ahead.
Right. We have to talk to their parents and make sure it's okay.
When I think about it, how awkward for the parents who don't really know each other.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Now you got to go over there and introduce yourself.
Exactly.
Like, hey, do you trust me to keep your kid alive all night?
At this point, they do know each other, and the other parents are like, thank God. You know what I mean? We're going out on the town. We're having date night, like, better you than me type of thing. And sleepovers are fun and well, and you're silly, and you stay up all night, and you tell
stories. Who did you have a sleepover with?
What do you mean?
Where's this coming from? Who would you have a sleepover with? Did someone spend the night?
Yes. Last night, I did not feel any of those things.
Why?
Because my brother spent the night at my apartment that I share with my girlfriend brother.
Oh!
Full house last night.
So you and your girlfriend spent the night in your bed, and then your brother and your girlfriend's brother spent the night in his bed.
Nope. My brother slept on the couch. Her brother slept in his room.
So you had a full house. Why did your brother
full
spend the night?
Full house. So my brother was catching an early flight this morning, and I was like, why don't you just like stay the night, and then we'll bring you in the morning so you don't have to like pay $300 to leave your car there for the week.
So you suggested.
Well, I mean, he wanted a ride, and I was like, I'm not really messing around with that in the morning.
Yeah, what time's the flight?
Six.
Got to be there 4:30.
Yeah, so I'm like, I don't want to like be late to work. You know what I mean? So he stays the night last night, and I don't know what it is. I don't know where the switch went off, but I don't get down with sleepovers. I don't care if it's my brother. I don't care if it's my friends. Not for me.
Oh, you got boring.
It's not for me.
Like, what happened to you?
And listen, it was like no skin off my back. It was no big deal, right? But at the same time, the whole idea of like me waking up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom and like having to be cautious of other people sleeping around. he's on the couch, and I just, not for me.
You got to tiptoe around. See, I'm
not just hosting people. Like, that's one thing, because I'm do
family.
Get to sleep in my own bed. But
how do you think your parents feel every time you show up to their home?
Right. But sleeping over at someone else's house as well, I want to be in my bed. I don't want to sleep on your couch or your air mattress.
See, you know I love him. 6 months ago, I went to my buddy Dave's house. And, you know, he works with us, his company. We used to be roommates. Mm-hmm. So I go over there and we're playing video games. And his wife orders us pizza. And then we're watching the football game. And then his wife comes in the room and is like, Moose, I made up the guest bedroom for you because I'm assuming you're spending the night. I was like, yeah, I'm totally going to spend the night. And then my buddy Dave's like, yeah. And we're up till 3 a.m. And then his wife has breakfast ready for us in the morning. Oh, it's the best. I love it so much.
Okay, so there's two different types of people on the show. One who relishes in sleepovers at the age of 40. And one who despises them. Absolutely despises them.
I don't think just because you grow up, you need to lose the magic of a good sleepover.
I just can't get on board.
How does your brother feel about that? Does he know how you feel?
I haven't talked to him.
Does your brother know how does your brother know that you much rather put him out on the streets than host?
Listen, it's my brother and I would do anything for him, but was it ideal? No. And I would say that for my brother. I would say that for my friend.
That's
me
because
tiptoeing around my own space. I don't like that.
Because you had no activities planned. I would have pulled out the Twister. I would have
had a school night.
Food ready
I have
to go.
Work. Like,
oh,
what?
Yeah, right. You don't care. Come on.
Also, all he wants to do is watch movies anyways. So who cares? It's like, let's sit and watch a movie. I'm like, it's 11. I'm going to bed. He's like, we'll start it super quick. I'm like, I said to him last night, I go, you know how sometimes podcasts can go on like 1.5 speed?
Yeah.
I wish you could do that with movies.
Not me. That's a terrible idea.
Let me
ask you something about your bro real quick. Mm-hmm. Does he have a girlfriend?
No.
I think I might have someone for him.
Oh, perfect. Who is it?
I don't know. It's my buddy's.
He goes, I don't know. I'm just making this up.
No. I know who she is. I don't have a very close relationship with her. But she
not you
also
my brother up with a serial killer.
She loves movies.
Okay.
Loves going out to eat. And she's not very ambitious, but I think, you know.
Okay.
I think your brother would be a perfect match.
All right.
You want to see what happens?
Send the number. Yeah. Let's
all right.
Do it.
We're gonna do it. We're gonna do it.
Listen to BXY Mornings on your smart device. Wake up with Moose and Breezy when you ask it to play 98PXY.
98PXY from Odyssey.
98PXY's Moose and Breezy invite you to grab your popcorn. Get comfortable in your seat. Because Breezy's about to break down a classic she somehow missed over the last quarter century. It's Breezy's Big Movie Review.
Action! You guys want to hear Breezy do a really terrible Italian-American accent? Well, at this point, it's just kind of insulting. Yesterday on the show, we acted out the film Donnie Brasco. Not to be confused with Donnie Bronco, Breeze.
Right.
Starring Al Pacino, Johnny Depp, and so many more. This movie is just another family classic. But before Breezy gets to her review, take a listen to us acting out a scene from the film yesterday on Mooster Peace Theater.
You know who you're talking to, pal?
If you want to go embarrass yourself with this thing, by all means, you go ahead.
Embarrass myself? My mother, my children, my wife, my family can all hold their heads in these five boroughs. I know, although I am no. Lot of typos in this. It's so tough. I am no all over the freaking world. Forget about it.
I didn't mean any disrespect. I'm sorry.
Sit down. You don't want out on me, you understand? Are you okay? Were you high
so
when
bad.
You did this? I think you meant to say you don't walk out on me, but that's okay. I walk out on you. Am I crying or are you crying?
You are.
Oh.
We should just cut it here. It's
if
just so painful.
If you disrespect with my mozzarella, my puttapana, my spaghetti, it's all too much. Where's my olive oil?
Someone said that I'm racist against Italian Americans, which I'm not. Are you offended by my horrible acting? I'm just trying to get into character.
You did the best you can do, and we're not mad at you for it. That was
thank you so much.
I mean, that was a train wreck. But
I did what I could do.
Here's the breakdown of Donnie Brasco. So Joseph Pistone, Johnny Depp, is an FBI agent. And he has infiltrated one of the major New York mafia families. So he's living under the name Donnie Brasco. Mm. But he develops this relationship with this mob hitman, Benjamin Lefty, who's played by Al Pacino, in order to keep deeper undercover issues continuing to happen with the police. It's just a really good movie. But anyways, as the relationship develops...
I was in Al Pacino's cell. I was in his cell.
Right.
At the Eastern Penitentiary.
Yeah. How much was that tour?
Can't remember. Oh, no, that was Al Capone. So sorry.
Did you ever go to Alcatraz?
No, it was the penitentiary in Philly. I'm thinking of Al Capone. I'm so sorry. I mixed those two up.
That's very different.
A lot of Al's. So,
anyways, but it's a great movie, and Johnny Depp plays this undercover cop to get in with the mafia family. We've seen this time and time before.
Mm-hmm.
Rotten Tomatoes scored this 88%. And the question we have to ask Breezy is if this movie held up.
Oh, God, no. I mean...
Oh, my Lord.
So
what?
Here's the thing. The whole, like, gangster mobster vibe, like, I don't know. I think that it's just not as in your face nowadays because they're just more secretive about it. These people were out in the open. They were on vacation. They were living, laughing, loving. And,
That was normal for the 80s.
You're not going to see that, but you're not going to see that in this day and age. People are way more sneaky with their crimes. They're way more sneaky with hiding money and guns and things like that. Well, some people.
What was your favorite scene in the film?
You know, I like the scene when they were all having fun and letting loose at the pool, on the tennis court, having a good time. That was fun. It was a light moment because most of the movie was pretty dark. There was a lot of bullets flying.
That there was.
But one of my biggest throwback moments of the movie was the phone booth that they found themselves in time and time and time again. It's like, I haven't seen a phone booth in years. So.
Would it be safe to say that that's your throwback moment in the film?
Yeah.
Who was your favorite character?
See, I don't really like Johnny Depp as a person, but I think he slayed in this film.
He did so good.
I think
he was
slayed.
Great in this.
Al Pacino is an actor? I thought he was... I'm so confused.
What?
Al Pacino...
Is Al Pacino an actor?
I'm getting Al Pacino and Carbone mixed up. Or Capone, excuse me.
Well, he was a hitman. Okay.
Al Pacino?
No.
Oh.
The guy you're thinking of.
Right.
A lot of mafiosos back in the 80s and 90s. And there still are, but you have a point. It's not as out in the open as it used to be. Did you have a least favorite character in the film? If you guys are joining us, it's Breezy's Big Movie Review, and we're talking about Donnie Brasco with Johnny Depp and Al Pacino.
You know, I didn't love Maggie. Didn't love Maggie. Wasn't my favorite character.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And like, okay, here's my whole issue with these films. I just feel like all of these films are the same. The Godfather, you know, Donnie Brasco.
Nope, Donnie Brasco.
Like, what's the other one? The Godfather. The other one that's just like The Godfather?
Goodfellas.
It's all the same. It's all the same movie.
Casino.
It's the same movie, just in a different font. It is.
All right, Breezy, get to your throwback moment.
I've seen them all. I already did it.
All right, the payphone. All right, yeah. let's rate this baby.
Shall we? Donnie Brasco, Frasco, whatever. I'm giving it, out of 5 popcorn buckets, a 2.7.
Where did that score come from?
You know, I think what was lacking for me was substance. So, and I feel like we could have cut an hour off of it. It was 2 hours and 27 minutes. Didn't need to be that long.
I mean, week after week, I'm just handing you these classic films on a platter, and you just continue to give them a really horrible score. It's insulting at this point. For not just myself.
Give me newer movies. Actors. This was 1997. Donnie Frasco, we'll see you in court.
When you say new movies, like what are you looking for? What do you want?
I just saw a masterpiece with Kiki Palmer and SZA in the theater. It was called One of Them Days, and it was a good one. So we should do like new movies where I go to the theater. What if this is the last week of January? Next month, I want all rom-coms. Okay?
All rom-coms for Valentine's
Day. For Valentine's Day.
All right. I'll see what I can pull out of my fanny. We'll do that next week on PXY Mornings.
Five.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
Thousand.
Unbelievable.
Dollars. Imagine what you could do with that.
Maybe hit a few concerts. Just money towards my student loan.
Maybe we'll book a cruise.
Okay, now stop imagining and start listening to us on the Odyssey app. That's how you could win $5,000. Download the Odyssey app. That's AUDACY. Then listen to us on the Odyssey app for at least an hour a day, Monday through Friday. Each of those days gives you another chance to win the 5K a day giveaway.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy Breeze. This morning we were discussing what changes to your diet have you made to become healthier as you've gotten older. And I think it's a relatable topic because I was just so confused about the whole macro situation. Mm-hmm. And I needed somebody to break it down to me like I'm 5 years old.
Right.
And during the middle of this discussion, we get a phone call from Kathy, who says the reason her 9-year-old daughter is so overweight is because she's big boned.
Which was a tough scene.
It was. Take a listen to the call.
Oh, hi, this is Kathy.
Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning. So in regards to the topic on your show, so I'm not overweight, but my daughter is. She's mm-hmm. 9. And, you know, it's all this healthy talk. I mean, everybody's got an opinion, right? You know, it's like watching your macaroni or macros or, you know, I don't know, whatever you're calling it. It's just
not the macaroni.
It's macros.
Yeah.
It doesn't always work for everyone. I mean, it's like we're all different people, especially kids, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's not black and white, and you can only do so much, especially when it comes to your kid's health. Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But that's why you have like a pediatrician or nutritionist to kind of walk you through those steps. Yeah. And help you.
To a point. Yeah. To a point. But, you know, things are hereditary. Right.
Yeah.
So, you know, we are born with what we're born with.
In regards to what, though?
Blood, bones. You know, my daughter's big boned. I'm little boned. And that's just a fact.
What?
You know, my husband's little boned. My son is little boned. My daughter's big boned. And that's just the way it is.
Kathy, and never in my life have I ever seen a fat skeleton. Have you? Breezy, have you?
No. But, I mean, I get what you're saying. I mean,
bones have density.
For sure. And that can make someone a little more stocky, for sure. But,
right. But it's not going to make somebody extremely obese.
Right.
Big bone people are obese.
I'm not going to go out on a limb and say that.
I don't know if it's from the bones.
That's not necessarily always true. I do see where you're coming from, but if you know that about yourself, then you need to put the precautions in check.
It's not me.
No, I know. I'm just saying in general. The people who know that about themselves need to be extra mindful of that just for the sake of their health.
So how old is your daughter, Kathy, that you said is overweight?
She's 9.
Okay.
And yeah, she's very big boned. And she's about 150, right? I think, like 150 pounds. I don't have the exact number. Like she fluctuates, but she's overweight, but she doesn't eat unhealthy. That's the thing.
Okay, and so break that down for me. What does her day-to-day look like?
You know, it depends. She's 9, right? So she's in school.
Right.
And, you know, we've tried different methods of helping her lose weight, and, you know, making a food adjustment.
Okay.
Like, you know, instead of a hot pocket, it'll be like a lean pocket. And, you know, just because, you know, we want her to have like less carbs, you know, no, like the chips are baked. They're not fried.
Okay. Hold on. Well, time out. Say, Kathy,
like reduced fat.
But like, all of those things are still processed foods.
Yeah.
You're going from a hot pocket to a lean pocket, from Pringles to reduced fat Pringles. That's not healthy.
Well, they're not Pringles, first of all.
Regardless, whatever. But I'm saying like, those are, you know, that's still considered junk food.
Exactly. But what I'm saying is you know, everything is reduced fat or, you know, light this, light that. And, you know, instead of having 2 or 3 corn dogs at dinner, it's just like, I mean, it's like one. You know, one plus like her side of mac and cheese. And then also fruit. You know, she eats a lot of fruit. And she eats vegetables too. I mean, she's not an unhealthy eater. So we have tried.
I mean, listen, I know it's hard at the ripe age of 9 to really put this into a child's head, especially when they're so used to eating the Hot Pockets or Uncrustables.
Lean Pockets. And, you know, she is big boned. So,
it's right. Not,
you know.
We need to, I mean, that is true. And I believe you wholeheartedly. But with that being said, you need to realize that she's going to need more than just I'm big boned as an excuse or as a crutch to eat the way she needs to eat.
Yeah, I totally agree with what Breezy's saying. Has her doctor ever said, yeah, your daughter suffers from being big boned?
We were talking about that the other day. I just think it's ridiculous when people try to give advice on how to, like, better a child's lifestyle. When I tell you, we have tried everything. We have tried everything. I'm not going to deny my child a snack. If my child wants a snack, a happy meal, I'm going to give her a happy meal.
Listen, I don't think you should deny anyone anything. I think that these are pivotal years, though, where you're not restricting your daughter, but you're teaching her and giving her the tools to implement.
Okay. I disagree. Okay. A 9-year-old should not be worried about weight.
Well, it's
some you're the one calling in, Kathy. Like, what are you doing? What are we doing right now? What are we doing right now?
And I'm calling in saying what you guys are doing is wrong. That's why I'm calling in. A 9-year-old should not be worried about weight. No child. You guys should keep that in mind. I mean,
but
you know,
we weren't talking about
you're
children.
You're the one who brought up the child. Like, oh my God. Huh? Okay.
What my point, the whole reason I'm calling is that I think you guys should be more mindful. When you start going on the air and you're, you know, quote, teaching people how to be more healthy.
We're not. We're having an open conversation that's relatable about eating healthy and healthy lifestyle that goes and circles back to us.
You tell me what's healthy.
Kathy, at the end of the day, you're enabling your 9-year-old daughter and she's overweight because of you. You are just completely blindsided by the fact that you think serving your daughter a lean pocket over a hot pocket is healthy says everything about you. And the reason your daughter is overweight is because of you. And you're in denial about that.
Say to that comment, at the end of the day, just because Breezy loses a little weight does not make her a health expert. Or an expert on food, or an expert on somebody else's child.
Okay, Kathy, thank you so much, Queen. We're going to have to let you go.
Kathy, have a good day. Thanks for the call.
All right.
Is she well?
No, clearly not.
Oh, my God.
All right, so that was a call that came in from Kathy. And I think we can all agree that there are some people, and Kathy probably is one of them, where they lack some sort of knowledge about nutrition. Because we don't want to assume that some people, I don't know
why she felt like it was appropriate to come at me. I literally didn't do anything to her, but okay.
Let's
Sounds
get to some
good.
Calls coming in. Hello, PXY. Who's this?
Hey, this is Sam.
perks of working in the medical field, no, there is no such thing as big bone. Yes, it is big, like, density. Right. But no, that does not lead to obesity at all, especially in children. Diet and exercise is number one. They tell you that at every doctor's office.
All right, Sam, let me ask you a question. Yeah. It's a nine-year-old, what's the normal average weight for a nine-year-old?
Well, I don't work in pediatrics anymore, but I can say it is about roughly 80 pounds to 100 pounds. So it depends on how athletic they are. My children are very athletic, so obesity is not a problem. Mm-hmm. Do they eat an occasional snack? Yes. But one big thing, shop at Aldi's. Best organic, and they don't have a lot of dyes, mm-hmm. which is a leading case of obesity.
Oh, God. Did you hear that, Moose? To Aldi we go.
Go to Aldi's. I'm always a Wegmans kind of person, but...
Yeah, me too.
I like to use the scanner app. I don't know if you use the scanner app.
I do, yeah.
To see what...
what's in your food.
Stuff is... Mm-hmm. Yeah, what's in it. Yeah. I pay a couple extra bucks for that to see what's in it. Because if you don't know what the ingredients are, don't buy it. Yeah. Plain and simple.
Yeah. Thanks, Sam. I appreciate your call. Hi, guys. My name is Justine. I'm a personal trainer. And not that anyone cares, but being big boned is not going to be the difference between a healthy body mass index, your BMI, and being overweight. Hello, PXY. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Emily, and I just wanted to piggyback off of Kathy and Sam.
What are your thoughts?
So I have a 3.5-year-old, and I feel that the first years of a kid's life is really important for them to eat healthy because you're literally forming the way that their organs are going to process everything that goes into their body for the rest of their lives. So if you're, you know, young and you're eating Happy Meals and Hot Pockets or Lean Pockets or processed foods like that, yeah. and not shopping at Aldi, you're not doing what you should be doing for your child, in my opinion. But
sure.
Couldn't agree more.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I couldn't. How old are your kids?
I have a 3.5-year-old.
Yeah, and now would be the time to do it.
Right.
Because you're just setting them up for healthier habits.
I mean, 100%.
And they're never going to miss something that they never had.
Exactly. I mean, at her first birthday, everyone judged me because I made her a, like, oatmeal-based cake with Greek yogurt frosting, and it was literally amazing, and all the adults even thought it was amazing. But I was judged for it because I didn't let her have regular cake, which she never had it before.
Yeah, you're going to get judged the same way vegans do. Mm-hmm. You know, I think the one thing, too, that a lot of parents do, which I think is great, and I know my parents did this growing up, when I got fast food or I got McDonald's or a Happy Meal, it was because I was being rewarded for something. That wasn't dinner every night.
Exactly.
I got it as
a special treat.
It's a special treat that you get once in a while for doing some good deed, whatever it may be. And it sounds like there are some parents that have a really hard time not giving their child the things that they ask for.
Because they'll melt down, and it's easier to do that,
exactly,
you know?
Exactly.
Yep. Yeah. And I feel like that is why America is kind of in the place it is, because so many people are doing that.
Yeah. And we're all overweight because of it.
Mm-hmm.
Damn lean pockets. All right. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. We're going to take a quick break, you guys. You got PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Eat that apple.
Hey, it's Julia. You can spend your noon hour with me and some of our favorite artists each weekday around 12:30. We do a celebrity check-in with some of the biggest names in music and pop culture. The Julia Show on the number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
Get a free second pair of glasses with insurance at iMart Express. Now with an upgraded selection of over 150 frames to choose from. Pick one for when you're busy doing nothing and one for when you're up for anything. Plus, with free same-day speed, go from booking an eye exam to walking out with new glasses in a blink. So you can take your vision benefits further, faster. iMart Express. Get glasses. Go see.
Hi, I'm John Simonian, president of the Source Fine Jewelers. Getting engaged? Then let's talk lab-grown diamonds, which are ethically sourced and have the same brilliance and sparkle as natural diamonds, but at a fraction of the cost. From classic solitaires to fully customized engagement rings, we have something for every style and budget. Come see Rochester's largest selection of in-stock lab-grown diamonds at the Source Fine Jewelers in Greece, Pittsford, Eastview Mall, or thesourcejewelers.com.
Get a taste of summer and tan for just $1 at Maximum Tan.
You're gonna look so hot with your deep rich tan, just like a model with your maximum tan.
That's right, now through this Sunday, tan for just $1 at Maximum Tan, or take advantage of $5 spray tans or spa services like infrared sauna, red light, and hydro massage. Put winter on pause and boost your mood at Maximum Tan.
Go to the max
Max, maximum 10. Sale prices go through Sunday, February 2nd.
This is William Attar with an important message. Distracted driving, especially in bad weather like rain or snow, greatly increases danger. You know, that text can wait, and staying focused saves lives. Don't risk your safety or others. The cost of distraction is too high. For tips on staying safe, visit williamattar.com. That's williamattar.com.
Are you ready to take your business to the next level? Meet Viant AI, the world's first fully autonomous advertising platform. With Viant AI, you can automate media planning, analyze results, and drive smarter decisions, all while saving you time and resources. Viant AI helps you unlock new potential and boost productivity regardless of your expertise. Visit Viant.ai today and see how the future of artificial intelligence in advertising can work for you.
At David's Bridal, love is in every stitch. From the initial sketch to the final details, each style is designed with exquisite craftsmanship. Every wedding gown, bridesmaid look, prom dress, and special occasion style in between features handcrafted details filled with love. Come see the magic in person. Book an appointment and sign up for Diamond Loyalty to save 15% on your first purchase. Earn points towards special rewards and more at davidsbridal.com.
It's a new year. How about a new Honda? At Ralph Honda, lease the 2024 all-electric Honda Prologue EX all-wheel drive, only $129 a month. Getting you there for three generations. Ralph Honda.
2024 Honda Prologue EX all-wheel drive, $34.95 taxes and fees due at signing to qualified buyer. See dealer for details.
Join the Amherst Friday, January 31st at 7:05 p.m. for Rock the Riverway, presented by the American Diabetes Association Campus Spire. Your Amherst will sport Rochester-inspired specialty jerseys that will be available for auction on Dash. Grab your tickets at Amherst.com.
Again, Scent Bead story. Jim was at the laundromat when he heard his ear said, Maraca, senor, but his nose said, hey, freshest scent ever. Following his nose, Jim found a man pouring a bottle of Gain Scent Beads into the washer. The scent, the freshness. Jim blurted, sir, your scent Maraca smell amazing. Actually, Jim, most noses call them Gain Scent Beads. Try Gain Scent Beads, way fresher than detergent alone.
At the Home Depot, it's our business to support yours. Partner with your go-to source for building your business. We can help you streamline your operations by supplying the whole job from start to finish. Any questions? Our pro desk is ready to answer the call with supply sourcing, custom orders, large equipment rentals, and more. Elevate your efficiency and take on more projects with the partner you can trust. The Home Depot. How pros get more done.
Rochester's number one hit music morning show wants to hear from you. Call or text Moose and Breezy at 585-252-9800. The number one hit music station. 98 PXY.